You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming out and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald. The gentleman to my right, you would be...
My name is Julio, the Duke of Newhall, A number one.
And the gentleman across from me?
I'm a Tiff Myers. I have no cool name.
Damn, me neither.
I have no cool name.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We can be uncool together. Right. anyway, we're here today to talk about 80s action stars, 80 action heroes.
Yes, awesome.
We're going to probably get into a fight on some of these, but I think that's okay. In the spirit of 80s films, actually, I think, needs to happen.
Steven Seagal is a god.
I'll tell you what, right now, if we do come to a point where we can't decide, I think we ought to arm wrestle.
Yes, sure. I don't mind.
I actually know a particular way to arm wrestle I just go over the top.
Over the top, yeah. Hawk and Son.
Yes.
Hawk and Son.
God, what a canon treasure, huh?
Yes, that was.
That, speaking of 80s action films, right out of the gate.
That's one of those movies where you bring up to, I bring up to my girlfriend who's never seen it, and she's like, well, what's it about? It's about a guy who can arm wrestle. What? And she's like, you watch that? It's like, yeah. I spent an hour and a half watching that.
Is the stack of bricks in the cabin of the car. He's like, ugh, just bringing it down, and it's just like, what?
It's all the unnecessary sweat. He was wet for 70% of the movie.
You remember that guy that drank the motor oil?
Yeah.
God, that was insane.
Yeah, that's bad.
Like, this guy's drinking motor oil. There's no way he can be him.
I know you guys can't see me because we're on audio and stuff, but I am actually flipping my hat around. And when I do that, the light switch goes off.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
We're in trouble now. I'm going to get out of here.
No, so the premise of the movie is basically that he has a son, and he wants him to be with him, but the grandfather wants to keep his son, right? And so he tries to buy him off with his giant truck when he is going to compete in the arm wrestling tournament.
Yes.
But he goes on an adventure on the road with the son to this tournament. And the grandfather tries to buy him off with a big giant diesel truck.
Yeah, he tries to reconnect with his son, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because he loves his boy, you know. But then, Grandpa's, not having it.
Oh, man.
And he's like, I love my boy, too. Just, I want to control him.
The premise of it is just insane.
It's a bad premise, but the movie's 80s, a whole hell of a lot of fun.
80s Coke. That good old 80s cocaine where they're like, they will green light anything.
Oh,
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
So Stallone cutting pizza with a pair of scissors.
Oh, Cobra, Cobra. I love Cobra. It is one of my all-time favorite movies. I actually wrote, a thing for a sequel to it.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Recent or when you were 12?
No, this was years ago.
Okay, because I can see it being
probably.
Right now.
It was probably super. It's probably more recent than he wants you to believe.
Oh, my God.
He's actually, putting the paper
was
away
Was his name
now.
Like Cobretti?
Marion Cobretti. Marion Cobretti.
What wasn't that the script supposed to be Beverly Hills
it
Cop?
It was Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah. He was actually hired to be Axel Foley, and he was also given the job to write the script. But when he turned in the script, they basically said, no, this is not where we wanted to go with it. So they said, we'll let you go. He's all, can I keep my script? And he turned that into Cobra.
Weird thing about Stallone is he grew up in Maryland, and my friend's dad in high school beat him in Maryland State Track.
Nice.
And that's his biggest claim to fame is he beat Stallone in track. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure Stallone won the war of life.
Yes.
He's a millionaire.
Possibly.
And your dad's an accountant.
From what I can gather from a couple of ladies I used to work with, I worked in the restaurant industry, and I worked at several restaurants where it was all women in the back.
Yeah.
So they would occasionally talk, and this was odd, but they would occasionally talk about Playgirls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were talking about how Stallone was one of the biggest disappointments. So maybe
the Italian Stallion.
He also has two claims to fame. Then maybe maybe he beat him in track, and he's more well endowed. It could be true. So you can tell him that he can hold his head high because he might have two things that are better.
That's hilarious!
Wow,
kind of amazing.
He's also on all the roids now. And looks like an old tree.
Growth hormones? He got busted for that shit?
He's on everything.
His head was for a while, was twice the normal size of any man.
Dude, it's crazy.
I know this is, it's still on subject, but it's not about 80s, his 80s films. I just saw the long cut version of the latest Rambo. Last Blood.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened here.
Not good.
It's so bad. They let maybe Stallone's kids write it or something, and then he. I mean, it's bad. Like, there's a scene where like the old lady loses her granddaughter, and Rambo brings her back. So she's crying, and he goes, "Yeah." Oh, that was it. That's all he says. Like, yeah.
If you want to see,
what are you doing here? Yeah.
Well, he's like, what, 92, though, right? He's got some age to him.
I think so.
If you're into Home Alone and, like, killing the cartel, it's, like, the perfect movie for it.
Oh, yes.
That's it.
Dude. Oh, cool. I like Home Alone.
So, basically, what he does is he saves people, and when he's in his free time, he rides horses and trains horses and then digs tunnels in his free time.
Interesting.
Yes.
Digs tunnels.
It's a fucking awful movie.
Speaking of Home Alone, like, I just watched a twisted version of that called Becky. I don't know if you guys heard of that.
No.
Oh. It's got Paul Blart Mall Cop
in it. Yeah, I heard that was good.
And it's kind of fucked up. It's like I heard gory. Yeah. Like there's some gore to it. Yeah. Like I had to look away at one point.
Really?
Because they're using scissors to like try to cut this guy's eyeball.
With Kevin James?
Because his eyeball is hanging out of his head.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck. With Kevin James.
Well, I actually seen that. And there was... what was that movie? Hostel.
Hostel.
They remember they cut that. She cuts her eyeball.
I wouldn't watch that shit.
Oh, dude.
Like, and then the sequel had like the penis chopping off.
It was the girl version of the original Hostel. Was the second one.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
That makes sense.
I watched the third Hostel because a friend of mine did the casting for it, and she was very proud of it.
Oh.
That was her big break, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I'll watch it. I saw her name, and they misspelled it.
Aww,
but it was you know I'm like you know I love you to death Dominica I love you but bad movie
Doom the latest Doom that went direct to I think it was Netflix Doom Annihilation I think was the name of it it's actually pretty fun like have a drink sit back relax and enjoy it because it's kind of fun but the lead lady in it, they misspelled her name too.
Oh, that's crazy. That's
sad. She's the lead.
I know. That sucks. Like, and I think that was like her maybe like I don't want to say big break, but like one of the few times she got like a big book like on her own, you know, like a big movie on her own, and was like, oh, you know, I got.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Like Ann Smith, and they
no
like
no
a
no not like that.
Do it or something.
No. Nothing like that. I can't remember her name offhand, to be honest. And my apologies to her.
Yeah.
But, it was... They messed it up.
80s movies that I found, like, where I watch all the time is, of course, all the Seagal movies. I love all those. But I love Van Damme movies, like Bloodsport and Kickboxer. And then when he was the twins and Double Impact.
Double Impact. That we were just talking about that earlier.
And then
we saw that at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood because he was there for a Q&A.
Right.
And he was super nice about it. Real relaxed.
Yeah, I know.
Chill. He looked like he was having fun.
You know what's funny about that movie is that they're brothers that didn't know that they existed. One was like, I'm Beverly Hills guy, and then he goes out to Asia somewhere, and he meets his twin, and the only difference is that one uses gel and the other one doesn't.
Right. Yep. It's like, okay, cool. Van Damme had some great movies, and you don't think, when you hear us talking, and we're talking about these movies, people are like, well, how can they relate that to comic books? Here's one easy way. Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
Oh. Oh, hey.
My Google just went off after hearing of Kurt Russell, and then it went up for coronavirus.
Kurt Russell is the coronavirus.
Apparently, he's going to play that it in a movie.
He was a planet in one movie.
Yes, he was. That's true. Yeah. So Kurt Russell was in a little movie called Big Trouble in Little China.
Excellent.
And they have a comic book out of that. I think it's Boom.
Yes. It's written by Carpenter. Actually, I'm lying. It's Old Man Jack is written by John Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
Which was a play on the Old Man Wolverine, Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
It was Old Man Jack, two volumes of it. It's awesome.
Really? Right. I've never read that.
It's entertaining. It's like if you like that movie, then you like the character.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
He created such a fun character. Him and, like, the two most, to me, memorable characters in when you're talking of action is Kurt Russell in Big Trouble in Little China. And then you look at...
Snake Plissken?
No, well, yeah, with him, probably probably Snake Plissken. Would be...
excellent. Love him.
Yeah, they made a comic out of that too.
Yeah, they both
have
the meat.
Say, Bruce Campbell in Army of Darkness and Evil Dead trilogy. You know, like that.
Yeah,
he created Ash, and that's a character. Mm-hmm. You know, Jack Burton and Ash. Mm-hmm. They haven't been together, right? Have they, like not sexually, but like in a comic.
I don't think I could see that happening though. I could totally see that happening.
Well, maybe we did do it. The powers that be that are listening, make it happen because we need to sell more comics, and I think that would do it. We need those guys to save the comic industry.
Yeah. Snake Plissken and Ash Williams and Nico Tescani from Above the Law.
Oh, now we're talking about somebody completely different.
If I find out you're lying to me, I'm going to kill you in your own kitchen. I never understood what that meant, but sure, that was
Steven
awesome.
Steven Seagal was the baddest of badasses when it came to like just looking... Like a slick dude.
Well, he also had like the most training. Like he was super fucking legit. He would go to Japan and just win tournaments. Like he was super legit and trains MMA fighters like to this day.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is when he had his cop show.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch cop show? And when he would arrest somebody and the guy would be like, "Why are you arresting him? Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you Steven Seagal?" That's not important right now.
What's important is you broke the law.
Exactly.
No. Like Marked for Death. It was great.
It's weird with him because...
He autographed these handcuffs?
He seems like the only one to, like, not make it out of the 80s and 90s.
It's true, you know what I mean? Like,
Schwarzenegger made it out. Stallone made it out. Even Van Damme made it out.
Yes. Yeah, he had that short little revival with pairing with rap stars.
Yeah, well, dude, he was making really good money when he was doing that. Actually was, like, out of that group... When he did, like, the DMX movies and stuff like that, he was getting $4 or $5 million a movie.
Wow.
And he did the Jet Li one and then a couple other things. He was doing really well. Yeah. And then, like, his life got in the way of it and, you know, and his bad decisions. And, you know, and I didn't make it straight to DVD guy.
So I never understood how he didn't make it out of there. Everybody else, like...
Right.
Schwarzenegger barely speaks English.
Well, Rucker Hauer, though. Rucker Hauer didn't really, technically, if you look at it, he didn't make it out.
I feel like he did more like indie stuff.
He did, but he basically relegated himself to B films, B movies, and being like
old guy in a movie,
a backup actor. You know, like he'd be like he'd play the. He was in Batman, one of the Batmans.
Yes,
right? He was in Sin City.
Yes,
he was.
He just plays small characters, small parts in big films. Or he would be like the headliner in some horrible
sci-fi channel movie.
Yeah, sci-fi channel movie.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he enjoyed the freedom of being able to do whatever. I mean, I can see that.
And he seemed like arguably like the one of the best actors of the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like he had the most range out of all of them.
Oh yeah, some of his early stuff that he did. What was it? It was in Denmark, I think, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His early work over there is what got him roles in Hollywood. Uh-huh. Like, there's some passion. If you watch Blade Runner and you watch his speech, what was it, like Tears in the rain or something?
Yeah.
God.
Ad-libbed that.
Yeah?
That's ad-libbed. He just said that, yeah.
Wow.
Just said it.
So fucking good.
That's insane.
Yeah. And then that scene is that the whole entire scene, even if he hadn't said anything, was just so shot so beautifully. I'm such a big Ridley Scott retard. I mean, like, I totally love anything that he does.
You really like Ridley Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge Legend fan.
Yeah, myself. No, Legend's great, too.
That's a very underrated Ridley Scott film, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. It's also a fantasy adventure.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of Tom Cruise's earliest pieces that he did. It's got Tim Curry playing basically the devil, but not really, kind of like the darkness character.
Yeah.
It's awesome. By far, the only other role that a lot of people will argue the Transylvanian transvestite that he did for a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Excellent.
I haven't seen that in years, but I feel like him playing Mr. Body in Clue.
Yes.
And playing this character in Legend, to me, are his two best roles that I will forever endear myself with him.
Me and my nine-year-old watched both his movies within the last year, and he loves Clue.
Nice.
And just loves Clue.
I liked him in Richie Rich.
So good. So yeah. good.
Oh, no, Home Alone. In Home Alone 2, yeah, he's fantastic. Two.
And he was the butler in Richie Rich.
Oh, yeah,
he was the villain.
That. I'll have to check that out. I forgot.
I love you.
We love you.
Does Jackie Chan fall under 80s action star?
Yes. Yeah, he was in the Protector with Danny Aiello. That was his, I think, first move to American films, and then they brought Rumble of the Bronx
was
later.
Like my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rumble of the Bronx was a lot of fun, and then Super Cop, I think, was another one.
Oh, Super Cop was great.
All the police stories where like he just burned his hands going down light fixtures.
Yeah. There's a lot of Jackie Chan fun ones. Then when they paired him with Chris Tucker, that was magic.
Yeah.
And like Owen Wilson.
Oh, the Western movie. Yeah. I love that first one. I thought it was really good. The second one, not so much.
Yeah, no. Nobody watched that one.
No. They tried.
Owen went down from there.
Yeah.
Had hard much. Times.
Luke Wilson's doing okay for himself right now with that Stargirl series he's in. Have you guys, either of you, seen that?
No.
No, I haven't. I do.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Really? Very solid. Some of the best CW has to offer.
Really?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
I will highly recommend it. The pilot's amazing. You'll be very pleasantly surprised.
My favorite Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson movie probably has to be Bottle Rocket. Wes Anderson's Bottle Rocket.
Yeah, I saw that once.
And Royal Tenenbaums, probably.
Yeah, I heard about Wes Anderson. Yeah, he's not cocky.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Wes Anderson, a little cocky.
Yeah, I read an article. I don't know who Wes Anderson was dating, but she ended up leaving Wes Anderson after spending a night with Wes Anderson and Quentin Tarantino watching a movie at Tarantino's house, and they were talking about how much better they were than everybody else. This was what the article was saying. I wasn't there.
Sure.
But she was just like, okay, I'm done. That was it.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's weird.
That has to be exhausting watching a movie with those two.
Yeah. They would talk through the whole entire thing.
Yeah. Oh, Tarantino,
I would imagine.
I used to work at Arclight in Hollywood, and he would come out drunk out of the theater all the time, or go into the theater drunk. He would go drink at the bar and get drunk and then go see the movie and then come out and then drink some more. He had his arm on Kevin Smith's shoulder coming out of a movie once, and he was like, you know, Kevin, we should work together sometime. And Kevin's like, you could tell he's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, you're
you know, he's like,
get it on paper right now, bro.
Yeah. Right. I don't know about this one. Tarantino, he seems a little drunk. But Tarantino did buy the New Beverly Cinema and kept that open, which I very much appreciate, because that's actually where I've seen a lot of 80s action flicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I watched A Midnight of Commando there with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which, again, you know, we can argue all we want. To me, it's one of my favorite Schwarzenegger films.
Why? Because of the weird Elisa Milano thing in the beginning?
Feeding the Deer? Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
It's freaking hilarious. I love that scene. Yeah. It's so stupid.
It's just, well, because that movie's like quintessential Arnold.
Yeah, and it's also quintessential 80s. Like, yes. They're at that mall.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, chasing him down and stuff. Yeah. And then what's her face?
Ray Dong Chong.
Right. What a name.
Yes.
That's a porn
that's,
name.
That's Cheech and Chong's
it's a
daughter. One of the
name,
Cheech, not Cheech Marin's, the other guy. Tommy Chong's daughter.
Yeah, Tommy Chong's daughter.
Is it really?
Yeah, which also was in another 80s classic, Soul Man.
Oh,
she
God.
Was in Soul Man?
Yeah, she was the girlfriend.
She was.
Wow, Soul Man just popped up as a big conversation piece right now because they took Gone with the Wind. Or was it Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
They took that off of HBO Max's streaming platform because of the racial undertones.
Sure.
Massive
overtones.
Racial overtones, yeah. But they were like, so there's this meme out there flying around, and it's like, oh, that's off HBO. But if you want to see Soul Man, it's still available on Amazon Prime. You know, Thomas Howell has tried to distance himself from it.
Oh yeah,
I don't blame
apparently.
Him.
I don't blame him. Yeah,
but again, it was the 80s.
Yeah, like,
As a black guy, I get we were behind the times back then. Yeah.
No, exactly. Just kind of like what was that movie?
Just one
Short
of the guys.
Circuit.
Yeah,
Short Circuit.
Oh,
which I loved
Stephen
as a kid
Fisher.
All the time.
Yeah.
Johnny Five is alive.
Yeah,
I loved
that movie too. And you know what?
So wrong.
I still love him as that character. But I can see how that is not a cool thing to do.
Yeah. I don't even
that.
Know if it's available on Blu-ray or anything.
Probably Amazon for like $4.
You could probably get it on DVD for sure, I would imagine. But I don't know about Blu-ray. Yeah, I don't know.
I always love that robot.
I like to do this thing called 99-cent store bingo, where I just go to some random 99-cent store and go in and see what kind of Blu-rays, legit Blu-rays, they have to offer.
Oh, and so
you will find some gems. I thought I bought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 there for 99 cents. It was great.
What was it called? Like something in time. Lost in Time?
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
Yeah, they went back in time.
Yeah, they went back to feudal Japan.
Yeah, they had the samurai suits and everything. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Nice. I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Another 80s movie that like I think is like, it might be the best 80s movie. It would have to be Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
With Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Probably the highest quality.
Yeah.
Best written action flick out of that time.
Followed by 2, because I think 2 is better written than 1. 1 is great.
Yes.
Yeah. 1 is great. But 2 is.
Is 2 with the South Africans?
Yes.
Yeah. Diplomatic immunity.
Yes.
And Gary Busey.
Well, that's in 1.
That's in 1.
Yeah. Fuck! Sorry.
Albino Jack Rabbit, son of a bitch.
Yeah, Busey's been in a lot. Busey worked with Rutger Hauer in Surviving, I think it was called Surviving the Game.
With Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And
they were hunting a human.
McGinley was in that, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. These movies were ones I would watch, like, either on HBO at, like, 11 o'clock at night as an insomniac. It's like, all right, I'll fucking watch this.
Yeah.
Dude, I do this, like, all the time at night. I'll put on, like, something off Netflix or Amazon Prime to fall asleep to, like, a movie. Just watch part of it, and then the next night, finish it, and that's it. You know, and I do that all the time. Oh, man. Like, if it's not, like, a TV series or something, I'm watching, like, some 80s flick or some 90s comedy or some shit.
Well, they were just so much fun back in the 80s. They did not give a fuck.
No. You look at all those comedies, a lot of them aren't even available to buy because they were so raunchy and like a product of their time.
That's why I'm a big Laserdisc collector.
Zapped? Try finding Zapped.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I don't have that one, actually.
You know, I use powers to knock people, women's clothes off. Okay, cool.
Totally.
How's that?
Again, cocaine pitches.
Even Police Academy itself. Have you seen the original?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Just recently, actually.
Wow. Did you rewatch Teen Wolf?
Oh, I love Teen Wolf.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Teen Wolf, there is a scene where he's going to tell his friend that he's a wolf, and his friend is like, I have something to tell you. His friend is like, you're not gay, are you? And he's like, no, I'm a wolf. And he's like, oh, awesome. And then he exploits him.
Yeah.
It's the whole fucking movie.
Many times in 80s flicks, you'll hear gay, you'll hear the fag, you'll hear that, branded about.
Yes.
You'll hear so many other things that you just would hear. Yeah. Now it's kind of crazy, and it is a time capsule, in other words.
Yeah,
it should not be censored. Obviously, they should have some type of a warning label or something.
I'm cool with disclaimers,
I'm fine with that too.
We'll raise the ratings. I think Teen Wolf is like a PG-13 or something,
because I think they got away with a lot more stuff back then. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Now,
yeah,
like, how many people were killed? Oh, it's G.
Yeah.
Disney's like getting away with murder, you know? I mean, kind of literally, like Bambi, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, dude, when you guys were talking about it, I was thinking about Simba's dad, Mufasa.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, same thing.
I watched that with Max, and I remember him just being heartbroken, and I was worried for him how he would take it, you know? And then we saw the live-action one recently, and I was like, oh, I wonder if he's going to bring back memories. Because that's actually more violent than some of the stuff that they were doing.
Very traumatic, yeah. There's three that I can remember offhand that were really, like, big. Was the Bambi, the Mufasa, and the Good Dinosaur. I don't know if you guys remember that one.
I remember it, but I never saw the Good Dinosaur.
The dad gets washed away, and he dies.
What?
Yeah, he drowns in a river trying to save his boy. So it's kind of like very traumatic. It's actually a really good movie. It got a lot of shit because it came out around the time where there was a lot of other really good Pixar films.
Yeah.
And this was a Pixar film.
This was
a Pixar film. And it was like one of those where it came out in November after the other Pixar film already came out in June. So it really had a lot of competition within its own self and a lot of other animated movies. So when it came out, it was not popular. But I loved it. I thought it was great.
I do not remember this.
Highly recommend it if you haven't watched it. It is Pixar's Western.
Oh.
I thought Fievel's Goes West was.
No, that's Don Bluth.
Oh, Don Bluth. Yeah,
that's after he's
Jewish.
Split.
Is he?
He was like the plight of Jewish people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think of it that way, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It was like an allegory.
Yeah. Yeah, Don Bluth was on fire back then when he brought all the, you know, what was it, Ferngully?
Yeah, I love Ferngully.
American
you mean
Tales,
early Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
Early Avatar. That's basically what it is.
It is, yeah, it's 100%. Yeah. I've argued that a lot.
Yeah, and people are like, it's so new. I'm like, have you not seen Ferngully? It's the same fucking movie.
Right,
I think Ferngully would have done a lot better if it was just called weird shit than Ferngully. Ferngully was a terrible name, I think.
Yeah, or like that weird-ass bat that was in it. I don't quite understand that bat character, but cool. That was like one of the problems that they had. They always had like some wonky character, like, I'm a talking oven mitt. Well, okay. Cool. Well, this is about the Russian imperialism or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. No, well, I'm a talking oven mitt.
For merch.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's really just for merch purposes.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, to sell to kids.
What I mean, I've watched so many bad action movies. Let me see. What can I... okay.
You think, and real quick, if you guys hear noise in the background and stuff and beeping and things, it's because we are at a live comic shop that is doing business. Yeah. We are here at We Can Be Heroes in Chatsworth, California.
Beautiful Chatsworth.
Beautiful Chatsworth, California. Come on down when you can and come visit. They've got a lot of books, a lot of cool stuff.
Fantastic selection.
But anyway, you were saying?
I totally...
Thinking of terrible... How do you guys... Have you guys seen Schwarzenegger's The Last Action Hero?
Yes. Yes, of course.
It's like one of my like favorite ones. Just because it's a movie within a movie, and I always love that shit. And it was smarter than people gave it credit for.
Man, it came out the same time as Jurassic Park.
Is that why it didn't do well?
That's why it didn't do well.
Yep. Really? That was the only reason?
Well.
The villain, I mean, no one knew who the fuck that guy was.
It was marketed to kids, but not a kid movie at all.
No.
What was the name of the Turbo Man one?
Oh, yeah, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, love it.
I just watched it for the first time in years last year.
Does
for
it still hold up?
Around Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, that's a good, really good movie. It's Anakin Skywalker. Isn't Anakin so Skywalker... Good.
Yes,
isn't he the kid?
Yeah. It's him as a kid. Yeah. Yep.
That kid's got issues, man.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got like mental problems. He's like
poor kid.
Yeah.
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 What? Michael Dudikoff, action star.
Oh yeah, yeah.
80s.
He was
American Ninja.
American Ninja. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah, he was American Ninja, but those movies were designed for Chuck Norris, and he turned them down.
Speaking of another action star,
turned them down because they would cover his face. So then he got like Invasion USA with Gene Simmons, right?
I don't think so.
Was it Gene Simmons?
No, it was that guy, the blonde dude that he just kept shooting everybody in the dick.
Oh.
There was like four or five dick shots in that movie.
Really?
Yeah, Invasion USA.
I'm going to go watch that.
Rewatch it. Dick shot, dick shot, dick shot.
Tom Selleck was an action star in the 80s. He made the robot the Runaway.
Gene
Simmons was in that. He controlled the little robot things.
What the
fuck? Yeah,
that one's great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He's also in Quigley Down Under, which is also really good. I think it was an early 90s film. Late 80s, early 90s.
Tom Selleck actually had some good movies.
Great Australian cowboy film.
He had some good movies there for a little while. He did that one Mr. Baseball.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that when he went to Japan.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He could have been Indiana Jones.
Three Men and a Little Lady. Yeah. He could have, but he couldn't get out of it because of Magnum.
Magnum P.I. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen the screen. Look up the screen test. He's doing them.
Also, if you want to see another really awesome 80s Chuck Norris film from Canon, Firewalker also has Louis Gossett Jr.
Yes, that's a good one.
Oh, yes.
Great. Great film. Love
that's
it.
That's a good one.
It's definitely dated, but it's awesome dated. You could watch it to this day. It's awesome.
The Principal.
Principal.
Yeah, with Lou Gossett Jr. Jim Belushi.
They were like in a black school, right?
Yes.
They did that one.
Oh, by the way.
Then they followed that up later with...
We got to rewrite that, actually.
The Substitute.
Great idea for that. Yeah.
The Substitute was Tom Berenger, right?
Tom Berenger.
In the second one, Treat Williams. Yeah.
And then Michelle Pfeiffer got into that game,
Dangerous
too.
Minds.
But yeah. You heard...
That was what Coolio did the song for.
She wasn't as action-heavy, though. She was just like, hot white lady tries to go to school.
She is a hot white lady.
Yeah, sitting in that again.
And Berenger is like... Not hot white dude goes to school to kick ass.
Yeah, he's going to fight the students.
Right. Oh, he's going to clean up the gangs.
Okay, it was the Latino guy that's in everything.
John Leguizamo?
Luis Guzman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the end, there's a scene where they throw the grenades up in the air and he grabs onto the bad guy. And right before the grenades hit the ground, he looks at the guy and goes, boom. And they die.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's so good.
Well, guys, I was having so much fun talking about this. We're going to have to do another one.
Yes.
But, we should cut this one now. And thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Real quick pod on 80s action superstars, really.
Yeah.
Find us, The Real Short Box, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can find us, our podcast, on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes.
Stitcher.
Stitcher, thank you. Spreaker. We're now on iHeartRadio. You can find us on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, lots of good places that you can find us. It'd be hard-pressed not to find our podcast. So thank you for tuning in and for coming out and listening to The Real Short Box. Again, my name is Donald.
I am Julio.
I'm a Tiff.
And if we see you out and about someday, hopefully it will be someplace where they sell books, like a comic shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.